Proclamation number 4741 of 17th of September, 1949. Desire for truth condition. I will not withhold the truth from you, yet it will also be understandable to you that I want the truth to be desired, because only this demonstrates the will to enter into contact with me and to progress from the state of ignorance into the state of realization with my help. To possess the truth will always signify light for the human being. But the light will not be carried to the person who feels comfortable in darkness, since he therefore finds its glow annoying because he is comfortable with darkness. To offer the truth to a person who has no desire for it would be to radiate light into darkness, which would have to be called futile because the light is not needed and therefore not appreciated. And thus truth can be conveyed to a person in noblest form. He will not feel anything of its benefit because the spiritual darkness will not make him uncomfortable and the truth will remain completely unimpressive to him. This is why I request that you humans approach me for the truth, that you, in the feeling of a deficient state, in the awareness of your ignorance, turn to the one who can and will give you knowledge because he loves you as his creations which are blind in spirit and therefore wants to make you see again. But the light will never be given to you humans against your will. You must want the giver of truth to instruct you in everything you need to know, then you will truly be enlightened, you will be allowed to receive unmeasured light. For the deeper the desire in you becomes, the more you will be provided with knowledge which corresponds to the truth. But conversely, even the deepest knowledge can remain ineffective on you and not increase your state of light by one degree if it is indifferent to you to what degree you are knowledgeable. Then your spiritual state will also correspond to your desire. For Roman 1, as the eternal truth, want to be desired. And anyone who seeks me will also find the truth. But anyone who does not desire the truth is not desirous of me either, and thus the truth will remain withheld from him until he realizes that life can only be found in the truth and through the truth, until he recognizes that I am the truth the one and that no one can become blissfully happy without the truth. Amen.